Men's college basketball previews, and we are doing 68 of those. And the 68 teams made last year's NCAA tournament. One of those was Wisconsin, and Ryan Herrings from Locked On Badgers is with us right now. Ryan, how you doing today?
Man, I'm doing great. Any opportunity right now for a Badgers fan to talk about college basketball and not football, I am all for. I'm ready to rock and roll.
Hey, I didn't want to go down that bridge, but you did, so that's fine. But yeah, certainly, you know, you got to be ready to move on, I'm sure, you and many of the Badgers faithful. So tell me a little bit about the basketball season coming up and kind of, you know, the things that have you excited.
Yeah, for sure. So if anybody watched the Badgers last year, you saw a Badgers offense that under Greg Gard was really fast, shot a lot of threes, very dissimilar from a lot of past Badgers teams. That's mm-hmm. going to continue this year. They're going to shoot a lot of threes. They're going to play fast. They're really going to lean on the offense that they put in last season and really try to ride that to hopefully what is beyond a Sweet 16 run this year. Optimism is very high. Greg Gard has actually uttered the, you know, Final Four phrase that came out at Media Day. There's a lot of veterans on this team, a lot of shooting, and a lot of players that are really excited about the potential in Madison.
Yeah, you mentioned the Sweet 16 trips consecutive, in, you know, 2 years in a row. And I believe, you know, going into that, you know, first year where they went to the Sweet 16, Greg Gard was, you know, maybe feeling a little hot under his seat there a little bit. How has he turned things around where maybe Wisconsin, I think what the big problem was they would, you know, kind of fade late in the year. So how has he changed things a little bit?
Yeah, that's an awesome question. I would give a ton of credit to Greg Gard for adapting. A lot of coaches, when you've been somewhere for a long time, you've coached a certain way for a long time. And again, remember, he learned under Bo Ryan, who did it a long way, a certain way for a long time. Greg Gard really adapted. And we wonder, like, how did he do this? He brought in some outside help. He brought in Kirk Penny, who had previously played for the Badgers, professionally played overseas, is from New Zealand. Kirk Penny came in and really installed a modern offense for the Badgers. And that modern offense is the spacing, it's shooting, it's not running the clock down to 7 seconds, which traditionally the Badgers had done in search of efficient shots. So Gard gets a lot of credit from a lot of people in Madison for being a veteran coach, but a veteran coach that's willing to adapt and adjust, where a lot of coaches never do that. And that's really was the key to last year, was his ability to incorporate some modern offensive philosophies into the traditional Badger kind of template for success.
Yeah. He goes, John Tanjay goes there and turns himself into an NBA guy. Mm-hmm. And so he's gone, obviously. So what's it look like now? Who are the guys? Who are the names to know?
I think the three names you need to focus on: John Blackwell, who was the second leading scorer on the team last year. He's back. He's going to take a bigger role. A lot of people expect him to be the leading scorer for the Badgers, kind of filling that John Tanjay void. Nolan Winter, another returning starter, a player in the front court that is going to fill in as a starting five. There's a big expectation that he could potentially be the top NBA prospect on this team, just with his size, his ability to shoot. And then they went out and got Nick Boyd. So Nick Boyd is a senior point guard, Final Four experience, played at San Diego State last year. They're bringing him in to kind of run the show, get the ball to John Blackwell, get it to Nolan Winter, and keep this offense that's full of shooters functioning. So I think if you're on the outside looking into the Badgers, you want to focus on Blackwell's leading scorer. Nolan Winter has a ton of on-tap potential at the five, and then Nick Boyd is the steady point guard coming in.
Ryan Herrings again from Locked On Badgers talking to Wisconsin, our latest men's college basketball preview. We talked a lot about, you know, what Gard has done to maybe change and get that offense going in a better manner. I guess when it comes to winning in the tournament, and sometimes it is just a crapshoot, it's just, you know, the circumstance, consequent, or, you know, what, you know, matchups and whatnot. So I guess what do you believe will be important for Wisconsin this year to get to that second weekend?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think you nailed a big part of it, right? A lot of tournament success is matchup success. It's matchup dependent, but the Badgers are going to have to find some ways to get stops this year. That was the issue last year. That's why they lost to BYU. They had never had an issue scoring the ball. Defensively, they gave up too many straight line drives, too many open shots, some issues in defensive rebounding. That's going to be a big question for this year's team again. You know, they don't have a ton of size, especially a ton of established size on the inside. In the Big Ten, how are they going to deal with the more physical teams? And in March, the teams that like to get to the rack, that like to attack the paint, how are they going to deal with those types of teams? Mm-hmm. So I think that's going to be the big question for them going forward, and that will determine how far they go, because the offense in Madison right now is not much of a question. It's can they get the stops they need?
Right. Is there anybody that we haven't talked about, you know, within the team there that probably deserves mention in terms of somebody that, you know, will be key this year?
Yeah, I think if you're looking for a player maybe under the radar a little bit, I think fans should look at Austin Rapp. Austin Rapp is a portal guy coming in from Portland last year. big 6'10, 6'11, but kind of the prototypical stretch four in today's modern basketball. He's going to shoot a ton of threes. He's won a space the floor NBA range. He's a guy coming in that the Badgers are going to really lean on to kind of replace some of the shooting, quite frankly, that John Tonchet gave them. So Austin Rapp is a younger player that I think a lot of people are going to be interested to see how he kind of acclimates to a higher level of competition this year in Madison.
Right. Before I let you go here, Ryan, looking at the rest of the Big Ten conference, I guess give us a little breakdown, a little thought on, obviously, Purdue is the AP number one preseason team, so they're the favorite. I guess, where do you see Wisconsin sliding in? Do you feel they could be as high as two, or what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think the ceiling is two. Purdue's really, really tough. I think the ceiling for this Badgers team, if they can figure out some questions on the defensive end, is two. I think they're probably going to be more in the Big Ten. Typically, it was this way last year too, just because of the amount of teams and because of how many games they play. There's kind of a jumble usually in that 3 to 5, 3 to 6 range. I think that's where the Badgers are going to slot, right in that kind of 3 to 6 range. I predicted a 14-6 conference record for them, which will kind of put them right third, fourth, fifth, somewhat. I think that's realistically where they're going to be. I think UCLA is undervalued. I think Iowa made a big coaching upgrade. Illinois is good. Purdue's a monster. So it's a tough conference, as you know, but I do think Wisconsin will be firmly kind of in that 3 to 5 range.
Ryan Herrings again from Locked On Badgers, our latest NCAA men's college basketball preview, 68 teams from last year's NCAA tournament. Ryan, thanks a lot for the time. Really appreciate it, and enjoy the season, all right?
Hey, thank you so much, sir. Appreciate the time.